Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Am I speaking to Cornelius?
Yes.
Hi, hello. Would you like me to continue in English or Spanish?
English.
Hi, hello, Cornelius. We are just trying to get this survey completed, which has been required by your union. And just to make sure, to start with the survey, how many years have you worked in the main survey industry? Would you say 0 to 2 years, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, or 41 plus?
25, I guess, 30.
20, okay, thank you. And what is your primary branch on the, of the trade? Is it tile setter, plasterer, PCC restoration, stonemason, cement mason, refractory bricklayer, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, mason helper or finisher, tile or marble finisher, marble mason, or is it bricklayer?
Bricklayer, but I'm retired now.
Okay, you are retired, I understand. There are some questions that may not apply to you, but let me just ask you, do you still belong to the union?
Yes.
Okay, well, in that case, we can definitely continue with the survey. On the last job that you worked on, were you a improver, finisher, helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or foreman?
Foreman.
Okay, and you mentioned that you are retired. For how long you've been retired?
A couple of years.
Okay, that means that you are not currently working at that trade. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find a work when you wanted to work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? Have you been retired more than a year?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. In that case, would be 0 weeks. Any yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractor over the past year? In this case,
no.
Okay, thank you. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same as there were this time last year?
I think less.
Less, okay. Okay, and do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I think it's the same.
The same, okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No.
Okay. Thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, privately, through your state or local government, or you do not know?
Don't know.
Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the upcoming 12 months, do you think there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
More unemployment.
More unemployment than now, okay? Now, looking at your family's economy situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Get worse.
Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards were you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust or air quality, or you do not have any real concerns on the job?
Dust and air quality.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Okay. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in any activity in the...
You have a lot more questions. Do you have a lot of questions? Because it's Sunday evening. It's a very unusual time to be calling for this. Is there many more questions?
There are a couple of questions to go. What we can do is just continue with the survey. And if at any point you need to stop me, please just let me know and we can continue with it tomorrow.
Yeah, because it's Sunday night.
Right, and I understand, and I'm so sorry. It's not my intention to bother you. Let's just get as many questions as we can. If you need to stop me, just please let me know, and I can arrange the call back for tomorrow.
All right.
All right. Thank you. So for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in any activity in the past 12 months. Have you participated in any political canvassing or campaigning?
No.
Okay. What about union organizing?
No.
What about picketing?
No.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? On this one, it says regularly, occasionally, or never. But since you've been retired for more than a year, we will just go ahead and move on to the next question. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. So I'll go ahead and read to you the sources that I have. Please tell me which one should I put as the first one. Print or online newspaper, local TV news, friends and neighbors, local TV.
I don't understand the question.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just reading to you some news sources. So basically what I'm asking you is for you to put them in order from 1 to 5, the one that you use the most to get your news from. So I have print or online newspaper, local TV news, friends and neighbors, radio, cable news, the internet or social media. Which of these sources do you use the most to get your news from?
The internet.
The internet or social media, okay. Which one should I put as the second one?
Local news.
Okay. Okay, what about the third one? We have print or online newspaper, friends and neighbors, radio and cable news.
Yeah, print.
Print, okay. And we have friends and neighbors, radio and cable news.
I would say cable news and friends and neighbors.
Dang. And last one would be radio, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Support for labor unions, jobs and the economy, healthcare, the environment, foreign policy, education, immigration.
Jobs and local unions.
Support for labor unions, okay. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Okay, as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that the federal elected officials support it?
Support it? I don't I don't think they should support it.
Okay, so would you say it's not so important or not important at all?
It's important.
I'm sorry?
Yes, it is important, yes.
Oh, okay, it would be very important or somewhat important?
Yes, very important.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act? Would you say it should be the Democratic Party or Republican Party?
It should be the Democrat Party.
Thank you. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? Would you support more GMC, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
The auto workers.
Much more the auto workers or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Do you approve or disapprove his job as president overall?
Disapprove.
Would that be a strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
What about his job in supporting for labor unions?
I disapprove.
I strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. What about his job on the healthcare side?
On health? On which
on
side?
Healthcare? On healthcare, his job on healthcare. Do you approve or disapprove his job? What
healthcare?
He has done with healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
You said disapprove?
Yeah.
A strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
What about immigration? Would you strongly approve, somewhat approve, disapprove, like strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, what about the economy?
Somewhat disapprove.
And what about foreign affairs?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you so much. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you, Cornelius. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for the president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will no vote?
Probably vote.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
For Trump.
I appreciate it. And do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say it's poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
What's the question?
Oh, yes. How would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say it's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Is that excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay. And now you mentioned that it's fair. How could the union best improve its representation and service? How could the union best improve its representation and service?
I think that the unions have to be more cost effective.
More cost effective.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and the next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Making sure that we get more contracts in the cities, and the cities are allowing too much non-union contracts.
Much non-union contracts, okay? Okay, thank you. All right, and what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Is it union meetings, job site, mail, text message, email?
Text message.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Would you say 4 or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
A few times a year. 4 or more times a year.
4 or more times a year, okay. Thank you. Now I will ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only, and we will be done with the survey. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican, Democrat, or what?
Independent.
Thank you. And do you think of yourself as closer to Republican or Democratic Party?
I'm an independent.
Okay.
I'm not closer to either of them.
Okay, and just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
I'm Caucasian.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Cornelius O'Connor.
Thank you. These were all the questions that I had for you today. I thank you so much for helping me out, and I really hope you have a beautiful night.
Thank you. Do you represent the Bricklayers Union?
I am calling you from Opinion Research. We are on behalf of our client. Yes, the Bricklayers and not like craft workers.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. You have a good night.
All right.
Bye-bye.